Welcome back, my friends. Chef and a Fat Man, quickly, it is scalding.
Oh.
The milk is scalding, that's right. So it's got that little bit of a film to it. When you tip the pan, you can see it.
But very little.
Yeah.
Not a complete, you know, right. Covering. Lots of bubbles all around the edge. And then if we tip it, it'll look... Here, let me try to get it so you can see. So when you tip it, you'll see the bottom of the pan has a little bit of a skim of milk on it.
Perfect.
So at this point, we're going to add... We turn off the heat, right? And then you're going to add 2 tablespoons for 4 cups of milk, 2 tablespoons of distilled vinegar.
Okay. And it's standard white distilled vinegar.
Yeah, but you can use other acids. And then I'm going to give it a little tiny bit of a stir to encourage it. And you'll see the magic. You see how it's starting to break into
curls? Yeah.
It's just a beautiful thing. I love it. I can't believe it happens every time.
And it's so easy.
I know. Yeah. It's amazing. And ricotta is like, supermarket ricotta is not that tasty. It's expensive.
Yeah.
And this stuff is so easy. And then you have the whey.
Right.
It's like you got like 2 meals in one. I mean, you know, you're augmenting tomorrow's dinner
exactly.
By making something today. So I love that.
So this is funny because if somebody was looking at this, they would say, mm-hmm. Uh-oh, that's ruined, whatever you were just making.
Yeah.
Because
right?
It's all separating.
This is what we want. Isn't it beautiful? So
that's
it almost
perfect.
Looks kind of like shreds of milk
in
a yellowish, thin yellowish, milky type of liquid.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the whey. You know, I think that don't bodybuilders drink whey?
Yeah, whey protein.
Right?
Yeah, so it's
and
whey
it's costly.
Isolate. Yeah, it's very costly.
In New York City, it's like $7 for 8 ounces of whey left over from somebody making ricotta.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Especially when you can just make it yourself.
Totally. And it holds in the fridge for a few days, too. Okay, so in a few minutes, well, not in a few minutes, like in a few seconds or even a nanoseconds, it's going to be done with the amount of separation that can happen. And then we just pour it through the cheesecloth.
And
then we'll let it
and
drain.
And that's really the... So that whey that's then formed, again, like you said, it's not going to curdle when you use it later because the curds are gone.
Right.
So.
Although ricotta is made from heating the whey. And you get much less volume of curds, but they're extremely light and delicate. So that's why, you know, when you go to Italy and you have ricotta, you're like, oh, my God, this stuff is just like clouds.
Right, right.
And
right,
that's because it's made... from the whey, whereas a lot of the ricotta that you get in the grocery store is fortified with whole milk or whatever, and so it's a much heavier product.
And excuse me while I weigh in here and remind you
we
are Chef and Fat Man Live.
Oh, he's killing me.
Chef and a Fat Man Live at Cook's Warehouse and Fashion Police Cobb, Chef Eric with Chef Author and just general mushroom expert, Eugenia Bone, who is here in town. You're going to be speaking later on today, Eugenia, at...
At the Georgia Center for the Book about Kitchen Ecosystem, and tomorrow at the Georgia Mushroom Club about mushrooms.
Yes, and there are many mushrooms to be found in Georgia, and hopefully we'll touch about it, but we are celebrating the kitchen ecosystem right now as we transfer the curds and take away the liquid.
Oh, my God.
Well, you're going to work that one for all it's worth, aren't
you? Yeah, it's just not going to end. Okay.
There we go. Now we've drained it into the cheesecloth, which is lining a sieve.
Which is over a bowl.
Over a bowl.
That's capturing the whey. So it doesn't, you know, it only makes a small amount, like, what did I say, a cup of ricotta. Not a whole lot. But, you know, on the other hand, you're going to need a lot more if you make a lasagna. But I often use it just as a garnish on a dish. So, like, we're going to make pasta cooked in mussel stock later. You could use the ricotta as a garnish on it, you know, and it just will make it sort of soft and creamy and delightful.
Excellent.
It's not bad. All right, so we'll let this do its thing and transfer. Maybe we should start the pork.
Let's do that. All right, so now we've separated our whey. That's going to be used in this next recipe. And let's talk just briefly, what are the ingredients in this?
So pork braised in whey, or, you know, you can do it in milk too, but pork braised in whey is really simple. You just flavor up the whey with a little salt and pepper and some, you know, some herbs, bay, a piece of rosemary, and then you start out by searing the pork in a little butter and some shallots or okay. a little garlic. You know, you can kind of be loose with that, but some sort of savory. And after it's brown, you cover it with the whey.
Okay.
That's and you add in those flavorings I just mentioned: the bay, the rosemary. You can put some parsley in there. I mean, you really it's your call. You can put some lemon zest if you want. But you're going to put it in, and then we just braise that pork. It's just like a boiled pork, you know.
Excellent.
It is. It's really super tender and delicate. And we can start out with a little butter in the bottom of the pan to sear.
Looks like our...
the meat. We can do it on the gas, right?
Yeah. So we've got a nice... cast iron pan here, a cast iron pot that's ceramic coated. And remember, we're here at Cook's Warehouse, so all the beautiful things we have to cook with here. This is a Staub ceramic coated cast iron. Put a little bit of butter in there. Now I'm going to come over here and finely mince some shallots for you.
Yes. Yes, did you hear that mincing going
yeah,
on?
Yeah, that mincing. Wow, that was
back
fast, man. Like, wow.
You know, you don't have to give away all my secrets. But, no, the reality is Whole Foods has some great pre-minced products like garlic and shallots, chopped shallots. So I figured we'd use that instead here.
Yeah, and you can use garlic in this. I mean, you can chop
Absolutely.
Up a couple of garlic cloves, and that's,
sure.
it'll work great.
Sure. All right.
So we put in a couple of tablespoons of butter, unsalted butter.
Is that enough butter?
it's going to be pretty sweet because the whey, you know, cooking in milk or whey, it's very a very gentle sweet flavor. And with pork, it's just wonderful.
Yeah. By the way, we're using grass-fed butter here, which is European style, so it's lower water content, and grass-fed Kerrygold. So, shall I add in the shallots at this point?
No. We're going to put in the tenderloin first.
Oh,
so
okay.
I'm just going to do something to the tenderloin because it depends. You want this the whey to cover,
right.
And we only have like 4 cups of whey, a little under. So depending on the size of your pan,
mm-hmm.
if it's a very small but deep pan, then you might want to cut the.
Okay.
The pork into chunks to brown, so that at the end of the day you're
covering it.
You're covering it. In our case, we're doing a very wide mm-hmm. pan, so I'm thinking that maybe it would be a good idea to cut them. Lengthwise.
Sort of
yeah. So we have like your standard pork tenderloins, that look like half of a baseball bat, right?
Right. Right. So just running your knife down the middle of them and sort of creating.
Just making them a little flatter in a way, like mm-hmm. so that they're going to
lay lower
be
profile
easier.
In the pan.
Yeah. Exactly. So the butter is melted. I'm going to put in the pork. Right, so now those pork tenderloins are only like an inch thick,
mm-hmm.
right, so that's going to be easier. So we're going to sear the pork all over. So I'm going to do a pretty high heat.
Okay.
I guess it is.
And we can actually, if we want really high heat.
Oh, let's do that
here.
Let's do that.
The massive cooking range that is at Cook's Warehouse at Fashion Lee Scott, where you can come in and actually see all these devices. See, touch, feel, see how they work, and that's a killer burner right there.
Yeah, that's like a, 120,000 BTU type burner, which used for
turkey fryer.
Used for woks and things like that. But I've used this burner before with this pan, actually. I think we remember. And I forgot about what was in there, and it was just blasting away and turned the outside of the cast iron a little bit black. But then we found out that you can use oven cleaner on these ceramic-coated cast iron, and it cleans them right off.
Well, that's good to know. That is great to know.
They didn't want to do that anymore, and they wanted to save.
Actually, the one we used was...
So they created a color that looks like burnt red.
That was quick.
All right, so during the break, we're going to finish searing these. Then we're going to pull them and add the shallots.
No, we can just throw the shallots on top.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll just throw the shallots in, and then we'll throw in the herbs, cover it with the whey, and move on. I mean,
away we go.
Oh,
anyway,
God.
It is Chef and a Fat Man live from Cook's Warehouse with author, celebrity, and just all-around mushroom specialist, Eugenia Bone. Her book, The Kitchen Ecosystem, is a must-have for your kitchen, and you'll find out why as we continue our culinary journey with Eugenia Bone.